The community is reeling after a murder-suicide that took the lives of three children, a 6-year-old, a 7-year-old and a 12-year-old, in a series of shootings that took place at two homes last night, say police. An adult victim, 41, also died, as did the shooter, 44, police say. Police say the incidents are the result of intimate partner violence and the names of the accused and victims are not being released. Police have not released the genders of the victims or the shooter. Algoma District School Board issued a statement this morning. Tonight's board meeting has been postponed and counselors and support staff are at Boreal French Immersion and Superior Heights, which were impacted by this tragedy. The entire Algoma District School Board community is heartbroken and mourns the loss of three students, said Lucia Reese, Director of Education in a release this morning. We appreciate families and community members minimizing calls to schools during this time. Families at impacted sites will be receiving information later today on how to access additional supports. Our thoughts and prayers are with all who have been affected by this tragic incident. Police say the shootings took place at two scenes, one in the 200 block of Tancred Street and the other in the 200 block of Second Line East. The shooter had fled by the time officers discovered the first victim, an adult, 41, who was found dead of a gunshot wound when police were dispatched to the Tancred Street home around 10:20 p.m. for a report of a break-in. 10 minutes later, a 911 call sent officers to the home on Second Line East for a report of someone with a firearm. Police say officers found a 45-year-old victim injured with a gunshot wound. Inside, police found the three children, all dead from gunshot wounds. The shooter, 44, was found dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound, say police. Mayor Matthew Shoemaker offered condolences in a statement this morning. There are no words to adequately address such a tremendous loss. This is an unspeakable tragedy and on behalf of the city of Sault Ste. Marie, I extend our community's collective condolences and support to the family and loved ones of the victims, said Shoemaker. Together, as a community, we stand with them and with our brave first responders. We grieve with them as we try to reckon with this inconceivable act of violence. Sault Ste. Marie is a strong and caring community, and I encourage people to look out for one another and offer support during this incredibly challenging time. Police Chief Hugh Stevenson called the deaths tragic and unnecessary. Our community is once again faced with the tragic and unnecessary loss of life, said Stevenson in a release. The grief the families, friends, and loved ones of the victims are facing is unimaginable. Our hearts go out to them. As our community grieves this tragedy, I urge everyone to please watch out for each other. If you are struggling, or if you see someone you know struggling, please make use of the mental health supports available in our community. Police say they are still investigating, but confirm the investigations into the shootings at Tancred and Second Line East homes are related. There is no ongoing risk to public safety, say police. Police say the 45-year-old who was injured was taken to hospital. 10:47 a.m. update. Algoma District School Board says counselors and support staff are at schools impacted by the loss of three students. The entire Algoma District School Board community is heartbroken and mourns the loss of three students. We appreciate families and community members minimizing calls to schools during this time. Families at impacted sites will be receiving information later today on how to access additional supports, said Lucia Reese, Director of Education in a release this morning. Our thoughts and prayers are with all who have been affected by this tragic incident. 10:10 a.m. update. Mayor Matthew Shoemaker issued a statement this morning following news that a shooter took the lives of an adult victim and three children last night before turning the gun on themselves in a situation that police are describing as intimate partner violence. The full text of the mayor's statement follows. Sault Ste. Marie Mayor Matthew Shoemaker expresses his sympathies through the statement below regarding investigations announced by the Sault Ste. Marie Police Services this morning. There are no words to adequately address such a tremendous loss. This is an unspeakable tragedy and on behalf of the city of Sault Ste. Marie, I extend our community's collective condolences and support to the family and loved ones of the victims. Together, as a community, we stand with them and with our brave first responders. We grieve with them as we try to reckon with this inconceivable act of violence. Sault Ste. Marie is a strong and caring community, and I encourage people to look out for one another and offer support during this incredibly challenging time. I have been in, and remain in, close contact with Police Chief Stevenson since early this morning. I recognize the tremendously challenging nature of the important work of Sault Police Services, and I've expressed my support to the chief and his team. 9:14 a.m. update. A shooter took their own life last night after killing an adult and three children, a 6-year-old, a 7-year-old and a 12-year-old, in a series of shootings that took place at two homes, say police. Police say the incidents are the result of intimate partner violence and the names of the accused and victims are not being released. Police have not released the genders of the victims or the shooter. Our community is once again faced with the tragic and unnecessary loss of life, said Police Chief Hugh Stevenson in a release this morning. The grief the families, friends, and loved ones of the victims are facing is unimaginable. Our hearts go out to them. As our community grieves this tragedy, I urge everyone to please watch out for each other. If you are struggling, or if you see someone you know struggling, please make use of the mental health supports available in our community. The shootings took place at two scenes, one in the 200 block of Tancred Street and the other in the 200 block of Second Line East. Police say the shooter had fled by the time officers discovered the first victim, an adult, 41, who was found dead of a gunshot wound when police were dispatched to the Tancred Street home around 10:20 p.m. for a report of a break-in. 10 minutes later, a 911 call sent officers to the home on Second Line East for a report of someone with a firearm. Police found a 45-year-old victim injured with a gunshot wound. Inside, police found the three children, all dead from gunshot wounds. The shooter, 44, was found dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound, say police. Police say they are still investigating, but confirm the investigations into the shootings at Tancred and Second Line East homes are related. There is no ongoing risk to public safety, say police. Police say the 45-year-old who was injured was taken to hospital. The following is the full text of a news release issued by Sault Police. Detectives with investigation services continue to investigate five deaths at two residences, one in the 200 block of Tancred Street, the other in the 200 block of Second Line East. Around 10:20 p.m., 911 communicators received a report of someone breaking into a residence in the 200 block of Tancred Street. Officers were dispatched to the residence. Upon arrival, officers located one victim, a 41-year-old, deceased from a gunshot wound. The shooter had fled the area prior to police arrival. Around 10:30 p.m., 911 communicators received another report of someone with a firearm at a residence in the 200 block of Second Line East. Officers responded and located a 45-year-old victim injured with a gunshot wound. They were taken to hospital. Upon entering the residence, officers located three victims, a 6-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 12-year-old, all deceased from gunshot wounds. The shooter, a 44-year-old, was also located deceased from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. As these incidents are the result of intimate partner violence, the names of the accused and victims are not being released. These investigations are connected. These are not random acts of violence and there is no ongoing risk to public safety. Our community is once again faced with the tragic and unnecessary loss of life, says Chief Hugh Stevenson. The grief the families, friends, and loved ones of the victims are facing is unimaginable. Our hearts go out to them. As our community grieves this tragedy, I urge everyone to please watch out for each other. If you are struggling, or if you see someone you know struggling, please make use of the mental health supports available in our community. Officers remain on scene at both residences as the investigation is ongoing. 2 a.m. update. the Sault Ste. Marie Police Service is currently investigating two deaths at different residences in the city. One at a home in the 200 block of Second Line East and the other in the 200 block of Tancred Street. In a social media post, police say both investigations are connected. Additional details are limited, but police did say there is no concern for public safety at this time. Both scenes are reported to be secure and officers remain at the scenes as of 1:50 a.m. Detectives with investigation services have been assigned to the case. 1:25 a.m. Original story. Officers with the Sault Police Investigations and tactical units responded to an incident at a residence in the 200 block of Second Line East late Monday evening. Police have the home taped off and could be seen going in and out of the front and side entrances several times. Traffic on Second Line was blocked between North and Harry Streets as the investigation remained active as of midnight. Photos shared on social media showed paramedics on the scene shortly before Sue today arrived. There is no word on the extent of injuries at this time. Sue today will provide an update when more information becomes available.